we do have author Don Winslow with us. His new book is called Broken, from William Morrow Press. And Don, welcome back to the show. We had you on 3 years ago with The Force, the fantastic best-selling book about New York City Police Department. And that was over 700 pages, and people ate it up. So hearing about Broken now, it's six novels all packed into one. So knowing your style, did you get any pushback from your publisher saying, look, your fans don't want this? And you're like, I'll tell you what my fans want. How did that work?
I think I preempted any pushback by starting with, I'll tell you what my fans want. But no, they were great about it. They were really enthused, you know. I think they were surprised, but they've been very supportive and all behind it, so that's been great.
Is it the kind of thing where you have ideas for books and you think, this book is like 80 pages, there's no way I can stretch it, and you're like, I know what I'll do, I'll just throw them all together and make one book? Or did you set off to say, I'm going to make a book that's going to be a bunch of different books? How did it all work?
The latter. You know, listen, I mean, with like three or four of the stories in the book, I've had those running around in my head for years. And I knew that they weren't short stories. They were more substantive than that. But I also knew they weren't sort of the fat kind of books you alluded to, you know, the 700 pagers like The Force or The Border. And so when I finished The Border, you know, which was the end of a trilogy, which represented 22 years of my life, I thought, okay, I'm going to sit down and see if these things have legs, you know, at 80 pages or 100 pages or whatever they turn out to be. At the same time, I just didn't want to do a mishmash. You know, I just didn't want to take six unrelated ideas and toss them between two covers and call it a book. You know, I don't think that would be fair to the publisher or especially to the reader. And so I wanted them to be connected in some ways, you know, with some sort of overall themes and ideas.
Do you get to the point where you're on the road maybe in Sweden or Poland and someone's like, hey, there he is. And you're like, oh, yeah, I forgot my book was translated into Swedish and Polish. I mean, does it kind of surprise you sometimes?
That's literally happened. And one time, my wife and I were at home just after Christmas, and I hear the doorbell ring, and my wife's talking to somebody who has a German accent. There are two people at the door. She brings him into the house for coffee, and I sort of trail behind, and I say, honey, who are these people? And she said, I thought you knew. and it turned out to be a reader from Germany and his girlfriend who looked us up, and they stayed for coffee. We had a nice time. There you go. So, yeah, it happened.
Knowing your mind, you probably could have thought all sorts of nefarious things could have gone on when you let them in. What is it about crime that has just fascinated you?
Well, it's human beings in extremis, isn't it? We see ourselves at our best and our worst moments, you know? And we see ourselves at our most conflicted moments. And I think that crime fiction asks the following question, which has always intrigued me. How do you try to live decently in an indecent world? And I think if someone put a gun to my head and forced me to look at all my books and do some sort of analysis, which sounds like a horrible thing to do, I would say that in one way or another, all the books attempt to answer that question.
Very interesting. We're speaking with author Don Winslow. A couple more questions about his new book, Broken. I know that, you know, corruption is a huge thing in your books as well. And I remember when my buddy was going to law school, he was saying, man, the cops really have carte blanche to do what they want. And there's a lot of power there. And, of course, especially as you saw in The Force, there are times when corruption seeps in. What is it about these unsavory characters that you like looking into and analyzing like that?
Well, they're conflicted. They're more interesting, aren't they? You know, we can write heroes who are completely pure, but they tend to be one-dimensional. So they might have external conflicts, and in that case, the external conflict is almost always solve the murder or solve the crime. And that can be a really satisfying book, right? But I, for me, what's more satisfying is if they also have an internal conflict. What's the right thing to do, and am I going to do that? And then what gets more interesting is if they're forced into a decision where both are right and both are wrong. Am I going to be loyal to my partners or to my family? Am I going to be loyal to the spirit of the law and let a violent criminal go who might kill again? You know,
I was with a
veteran cop. No, go ahead.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you stopped. When you write, does it flow out, or do you have to, like, I say, I'm going to Martha's Vineyard. I'm bringing my Royal typewriter. Don't call me for 3 months.
I wish I could do that. Although in the summers I live in New England, where I grew up in Rhode Island, quite near the beach, so it's a little bit like that. No, look, man, this is a job I've always wanted my whole life, and I'm very grateful to have it. But I treat it like a job. I treat it with respect. And so for me, that means, you know, I'm a Joe Lunchbucket writer. I work Monday through Friday and sometimes Saturday mornings, and I start around 5:30 in the morning and I finish around 5:30 in the afternoon. And some days it flows, which are really fun days. And other days it's like, you know, dragging a cinder block across an asphalt driveway. You know, it's horrible. Having said that, most people's jobs are like that, aren't they? You know, and sometimes I get tired of writers kind of whining about our struggles. You know, everybody has them. I don't care what your job is.
Yeah, I know you only got about a minute here, so last question. When people look at these books, they're probably a little bit surprised if they don't know you that you do put some humor in there. You're not all serious writing with a scowl. What is it? You got to inject a little bit of humor in there now and then.
You absolutely do. Look, the reality is that, you know, if you're out on the street with cops, you will have some of the funniest times of your life. Things that happen and the things that they say and the way they go about it. I have a story in this collection that starts with the line, "No one knows how the chimpanzee got the revolver." You know, it's just a funny story about a cop who has to respond to that. I'm a pretty cheerful guy, actually, and people sometimes are surprised by that.
All right. Everybody make sure to check out the new book from William Morrow Press. It's going to be another New York Times bestseller. Don't want to jinx it, but you know it will. It's called Broken with our guest, Don Winslow, one of the best. Don, congratulations on the project, and thanks for coming on. And as I said last time, 3 years ago, let's catch up on your next one.
Let's do it, man. Thanks so much for having me.
All right, great stuff. Don Winslow, everybody.